Hello, my name is Tatiana Volnina, used to be Mineva. I work for Intel on enabling VX512 assembly instructions in Valgrind. This work started in 2017, has been on a few hiatuses, but finally seem to be getting close to the completion. So I will briefly talk about the VX512 assembly instructions, describe how they have been implemented in Valgrind in summary, and leave 15 minutes for questions and answers. So, what are VX512 instructions and why do we need them in Valgrind? VX512 is a set of vector assembly instructions, instructions that operate on multiple values at once, and they can operate on 512 bits of data. At the moment, if Valgrind encounters one of these instructions in user code or called library code, it stops completely. These instructions are an expansion of a VX2 instruction set. It provides twice as many vector registers of twice as big length, and introduces a few new features. For example, instruction masking. In VX512, we no longer have to execute a vector instruction on all elements. We can select on which elements to execute this instruction. The selection is done in form of bit mask specified in a special mask register. There are 8 of them. And elements that are masked away are not accessed, so they should not cause any memory or access violations. Other new features are new instruction prefix that can specify rounding mode for this specific instruction, or embedded broadcast, meaning that instruction, instead of using multiple values, broadcasts and uses one value as its operand. VX512 also provides a new encoding of memory displacement, and some of these instructions can work on 8-bit or 16-bit granularity. Also, VX512 is not a uniform set. It consists of multiple subsets. The most important are a foundation, which should be available on any machine that supports VX512. It consists of about 400 assembly instructions. And vector length, it provides shorter version of VX512 instructions of 256 bit widths and 128 bit widths. So those two are the biggest sets. And at the moment, only Knight's Landing and Skylake instructions are enabled fully. But the remaining subsets are relatively small, and it should not take long to add them as well. So, how these instructions have been implemented in Valgrind? The principles have been to separate VX512 code from VX2 as much as possible.